Hi, hello. Welcome to the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. I'm Michael Foreman, author. Yes, hi again. It's Michael Foreman, author, calling to you all the way from the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast in lovely Western Australia. It's a lovely day outside. I say lovely because the sun is shining. We've got beautiful blue skies. I know you can't see that on the podcast, but trust me, it's paradise down here in Mandurah at the moment. Yes, I'm an author of some quite unique dark adult fiction relating to sexless marriages, narratives that encircle a sexless marriage that I am very familiar with, my own. I don't talk about the book here on the podcast. I simply ask you to listen to the podcast and then come to my website for more information afterwards. But we talk about general topics of sexless marriages here. Having endured one myself for 10 years after a 7-year celibate dating time, we went on for 10 years of sexlessness. We never had any children. And that's that story sewn up in a very small nutshell. But here on the podcast, I like to talk about many other things. I like to talk about what you guys are suffering and also bring in other people to talk to. Whether they speak on an audio file or whether they write me, I will share stories with you here. One such story comes from ilivein-a-sexlessmarriage.org. And I'll just make sure that I get that website address correct this time, because on the last podcast, I listened to it after it went to air and I realized it wasn't .com, it's .org. So if you're writing things down right now and you want to go and visit a forum where only people with sexless marriages talk about their experiences, how they're dealing with it, then you can go to ilivein-a-sexlessmarriage.org. Now, it's not the whole sentence. Take the first letter from each of those words, ilivein-a-sexlessmarriage.org. Go over there and find out what other people are saying about their sexless marriages. There's also another one, sexlessmarriage.yuku.com, sexlessmarriage.yuku.com. Very similar, another group of people who are there for various reasons with different viewpoints on the same subject. You're not alone. I've experienced it, and these people are experiencing it as well. And this message comes in from ilivein-a-sexlessmarriage.org. Is it shallow to divorce your partner over a lack of sex? Interesting question. Is it shallow? People say your marriage isn't all about sex. That's true. It also isn't about fruitcake either. But if you take something out of the equation, it can have a knock-on effect to everything else you do. Fruitcake probably won't affect your relationship. But if you take out sex, which is a type of food, a nourishment of physical intimacy for you and your partner, then yes, I think it would have a knock-on effect. It would definitely make you sex-starved. And that probably would affect your work, your relationships with your family, your neighbours, your work colleagues. Practically everything would suffer for it. I know that people don't see it that way, and so I decided to chime in after some other folks had a bit of a discussion about it ahead of me. So Angel Eyes 65 wrote in almost immediately afterwards and said, "I've said it before and I'll say it again. By the time you want to walk away, it is no longer about the sex, or at least not just the sex. It is the loss of connection caused by lack of physical intimacy, along with feeling rejected, unwanted, disrespected, and the resentment and wedge that happened due to all of the above." And I thought that was a very sensible reply. So I decided I'd throw my two cents in. Outsiders might say that being shallow. Unless you're inside a marriage like that and know all of its circumstances, it diminishes divorce to say it's a shallow solution to solving a sexless marriage problem. Whether it comes down to divorcing, straying, or enduring the sexlessness, we all have a choice in this topic, and I don't think any one of them is a decision that's taken lightly. In my case, I labored over my choice for years. Some will say that what I did was shallow, but from my side of the marriage, it was the most difficult thing I ever did. But it was also the best decision I ever made. None of what I did was shallow, and that was from me. And then Bazza, one of the senior members from the forum, chimed in with his bit. "It's very much a judgment call. If one wants to stay in one's sexless marriage situation, then that's a perfectly valid choice. someone else confronting their marriage situation chooses to leave, then that's a perfectly valid choice too. And yet another person dealing with their sexless marriage situation chooses to cheat. It's also a perfectly valid choice. There is no right or wrong to be had in a sexless marriage situation. It's not a matter of morals, rather a matter of choice. Your choice. The choice that works best for you. And it's absolutely true. And then Mirrorchild, another senior member of the board, the forum board that is, had his chance to say something. I'd wonder if divorce or opening the marriage before such a weighty negative emotion arises might produce superior results. Anecdotal evidence seems to suggest it might. Now, just as I'll just hold up there for a moment. Anecdotal evidence can be found within the forum. You need to scroll through many pages to find that evidence. It comes from real life people who are doing real life things. It's not from doctors or psychologists or priests or preachers trying to tell you what you should do. This is people who are living in this particular situation and dealing with it on a day-to-day basis. This is the raw side of sexless marriage communication. So I'll just continue on. But there aren't enough people that try it to have or make a good statistical sample. Noting that the draw towards an intimate marriage is a draw all of its own, so the open marriage solution would be an obstacle for the goal or the prize sought. So it's not for everybody. Yes, it's one of the options I didn't put down in my statement. But an open marriage, if you can discuss with your partner the options to opening the marriage, if that's what you think you can do, exploring that option. It's probably not something that you would have signed up to do in the first place. I know I didn't sign up to do that. But then again, I didn't sign up for a sexless marriage either. And I got that. We all find ourselves in a situation that is totally unacceptable, unexplainable, and in many cases, unrectifiable. If you go through the boards, you'll find not one person has been able to find an ultimate solution to it. And I've been looking at forums ever since my divorce went through. And then Angel Eyes returns and puts her bet in. It seems like most refusers are unwilling to make that compromise. We're talking about the open marriage thing. I asked and I was denied, so I took matters into my own hands. Would it have saved my marriage? Possibly. And that's the other thing. If the marriage is already in a very, very bad state of disrepair, is it going to cause a whole lot more damage if you raise the question with your partner? They're going to be offended. There's a good chance. I won't say everyone's going to be offended. There's a good chance if you've believed in monogamy for a long time, you and your partner have believed in that marriage model for a long time, you're probably not going to break through that barrier easily. And the other person who hears those words will get offended. Rather than taking the words on board and saying, hey, this situation is now serious enough, could you go to your partner and ask that question? Not to pursue the opportunities that might be at the end of that tunnel, but just to open up a discussion to say how serious things are. It's so bad that you're thinking about taking your business and going elsewhere. Only on the sex matter. Only on the sex matter, not for everything else. Fruitcake, you want to share fruitcake, you two can sit at a table and share fruitcake just fine. You can watch television together, you can go camping, boating, fishing, do whatever you like recreationally. It's just this little small pocket called sex is just not working between you two. And if your partner is willing to do everything else but that, then doesn't it kind of make sense that you open up a discussion and see where it goes? And if it means saying, look, I think I'd like to date other people just for the sex, then so be it. It's probably going to rattle your partner's cage immensely. And it probably will be hard to come back from that. But it's also hard to come back from a sexless marriage. Your life feels like it's in the toilet already. How worse can it get? Now, having said that, I know that there are a lot more things at play. There may be children in the mix. You may have financial ties with each other and you can't let go of those ties or can't undo them, don't want to undo them. Maybe you're worried that you'll be alone for the rest of your life. Having been through the process, I was alone in a marriage. I was already alone. Nothing had really changed. And as the years got on, I became more jaded, bitter, and eventually angry about not being heard. And I spoke. It's not like I sat down and I was quiet about it. In the beginning, there were subtle mentions about the situation. As things progressed, we went to counselling and it was done through a professional counsellor. My partner knew. I didn't take the easy way out. I fought for my side, and I shouldn't have to fight. You shouldn't have to fight. We all shouldn't have to fight for this. It should come a lot easier. And remember, when you started dating, it probably did. And now it's a battle of the wills. And I've said before, the person who wants sex least in the relationship is the person who controls sex in the relationship, because it's their green light that you're waiting for, and they choose when the light turns green. Otherwise, you've got to kind of sit there with the parking brake on and wait. And wait. And wait. I encourage you to leave your messages here at the Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast. If you've got something to say, something to contribute, another point of view that I haven't yet explored, then please contact me via the podcast, or you can come directly to my website at michaelformanwriting.com. Remember, I'm an author of some quite unique adult dark fiction, and it goes directly at the heart of sexless marriages. You can go to the website, leave a message, and pick up a copy of the book. It's free for a short time. Seethings is the title. It can be picked up at smashwords.com and downloaded immediately. If you've got access to the internet, you probably have, because you're listening to this podcast through the internet, I'm sure. If you've got access to the internet, then download it and start reading. You will see patterns of behavior within the characters, and you'll probably put yourself in the protagonist's position. May even fall in line to how you live your life with your spouse now. So I encourage you to come to my website, get yourself a copy, leave messages. If you want to send me an audio file, the original Dirty Rabbit Hole podcast is stored at anchor.fm. Anchor, like as in boat anchor, .fm. And anchor.fm allows you to send small messages back upstream to me. I get a copy of it on my app on my phone. I've played a few of those messages here on previous episodes. Little snippets, and you can provide one as well. You can send me a short, I think it's a 30-second or a minute long audio grab. You can do it from your phone, from your laptop or your iPad or whatever, and I'll hear it directly, and I can answer, I can respond it. You can change your name if you like, change your city, your details. Give me your approximate age and a brief situational thing with your partner, and I'll go to town on it. I'll put it on the podcast. And we'll protect your identity. That's about it for this podcast's episode. I hope you had a good time listening to it. Just remember, it can always rain on your parade. See you later.